some equivalent of hay. We did sevches. We're looking at the Mishnah Berurah and sevches. That's sevkat and chav ches. So the law is you call up the kohen, the same kohen takes the aliyah of Levi as well. Because if we bring two different kohanim in a row, people will mistakenly think the reason why they gave the second kohen is because there was something wrong with the first kohen.
I have a question. So shouldn't we think that if there is something wrong with the first kohen, we should do Rishon over again, not have a kohen for the second over again?
It's an interesting question. Mikra Adin, we just have to lay in temps. There's no, the tempsukim are not tied dafka to those, you know, the order beginning from the parsha. Theoretically, we'll be laying in the middle of the parsha be yotza also. The question people would say, you know, okay, so we have to end up with 10 psukim in total. The first one, he counts towards the minyan hakruyim. And I think, you know, so we got our psukim in. We just didn't necessarily start with the kayin from the beginning of the parsha.
But there are many people who own this property.
Okay, now Mishnah Berurah says, what then shall yikra yisob and become levi? You can't call Koyan and then Yisrael. We know that when there's a Koyan, there's a Levi. There's no Levi being called. People will not say because there's no Levi. People will say because he wasn't a Koyan. It was just three Yisrael. Or Begam Shito al Yisrael Zeh, Levi. Or we'll think that he's a Levi. Which is much less of a, okay, if you do, that's going to make too much of a difference. So Mashiach, so we start giving Chumas and Maestros. So we don't want to say on the first one, if the second one gets an Aliyah, the second one takes the second Aliyah, we'll say a region Shupag.
Courtyards opening up into one alleyway. So there's alleyway belongs to many multiple people. So they do this, all the courtyards.
We'll see in the next case, you don't take two levium. We shouldn't say one of them is pogo. Okay.
One of the courtyards, and ask if they all the courtyards.
So say the same thing over here. From the Marikan, I feel like the Muslim levium shall shneim shem kahan.
And the Lavoi now is...
So we know that they're both of their fathers are Kahanim. Kobach Marishan Ikra Litlai Shinizvada Akra Shikru Tavua Nesiv Girusha Hashem Azintze B'Sei Sermon Yizkavol Akra Kach Zaru Midim Kedushas Kuna. The story could have been the game of Leah. Then somebody walks up to the garbage and says, you know what, it's very nice, but he's not really a kosher kohen. I have to bring a different cult, different kohen afterwards. That's what that theoretically could happen. Or people could think that could happen.
Right. So the idea is that everybody
is if the first one was a kohen, the second one was a Yisrael, he doesn't get the li of a Levi. The chol is ended like Yisrael. The Avpatayin is Kishen and Halevi Misan. Levi is not well and he can't fast. So you have a Kayan. Yivorach Kayan, become Levi, below Yikru the Yisrael. Still, even though there's a Levi in the Shul, and people will see the Levi like an Aliyah because they'll know because he's not fasting. So we give it a kohen instead, and that's not considered a pagan for the Levi. Siftes. If you have two levium, get the first two levius, so there's no kohen. Okay, so people will, or if you give the Levi, the Levi number one, the second Aliyah, Levi number two, the third Aliyah, people say, oh, the Levi, we weren't yet with the Levi, wasn't a good Levi. We know that the Levium, still the Mecha, Shavim, Nisib Mamzeris, and Nisib of Pasa the Zarim means Kushas Levium, Daf Shumam, the Kamakam Karl Batara Kashayasa. If he's a mamzer,
even though there's
no kedushas leviyo, but he has a yisrael, he can get an aliyah. So if he's getting an aliyah, doesn't prove that he's not a mamzer. Right? Doesn't prove he's not a mamzer, but it's possible he's not a kasher levi. Now comes the Mechaber, and the Mechaber says an interesting minute, which we don't do. The problem is you can't have a Kohen back to back, because people will say that the first one was Pogam, that's why you call the second. But if there be somebody in between, people will realize that you can't say the third Kohen was replacing the first Kohen, because why didn't you call another Kohen immediately? So that situation, there's no Chashash Pogam on the first Kohen, and everything is good.
You are not allowed to
place. Now, Mr. Brewer says, we have a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says that the Tekana was Kayan Levi Yisrael. So the truth is, that's true. So during the weekdays, this would not be relevant. But it's relevant on Shabbos. So I did a Kayan for the first Aliyah, later for the second Aliyah, myself for the third Aliyah. What happens for the fourth Aliyah? Why not? Why can't you have a Kayan?
However,
right. So he says you could, because you're not worried about the chashash of a gam the first kohen by giving the kohen another kohen a later lead.
Because
a sheep of the
is not replaced in a house.
Va'omer hachazan kishakar l'sheni, apal pishu kohen. So we announce Yamid, Yaakov, ben Beryl, I'll be sure Kayan, Ravi. So people, even as a Kayan, he's getting Ravi. Okay. Kretz is Noigin, but Levi, Acher, Levi. The same thing was true. One Levi, again, not getting a second Levi back to back, but getting a later Levi. Okay. Zatu Ramah. So he can go from after also, because we'll now see that's not a pagam in the first kayan. But you do announce that he's a levi or a kayan or a levi. Vimkarim after stam, ilochish pagamoy, the reilu master shmoy. There were places where they would be karma after without being called up. So then, right, there's not a problem. I think what he means in a case where the Balkari would have somebody else would do them after. I'm not sure what he means exactly. No, Danlik was karen or Levi the minion Shiva. We don't call the karen or Levi into the seven aliyahs. Seven aliyahs are set up karen Levi Yisrael and the rest of Yisrael. But if for a extra Leah, you can call Karen a Levi.
Last word on the line
of the
you
did
have to be last?
According to the one, no. If you do multiple tosafot, you can do multiple kahanim. However, the Mishabur is going to bring that we don't even do that. We only do dafka v'achra. Okay. Okay. Within this elu, that we do give a kohen or a levi not during the first seven, but afterwards we would give them. Miul b'makom tzarich utchak yesh lismach hasvar rishona. But in a case of necessity, you can rely on the first shita and give a kohen after a kohen with a half sick of other aliyahs in between. Okay, a lot of Mishabur over here. So the Mishabur, so come on out. Perhaps like you saw, Pirish Shakar Mitzilah called the Seder Kavus Hakam. See, he set it up like you're supposed to. Kayan later in the Seder. Oz Mutter Lachs of Likroy. Kayan, then for the fourth lead, you can call Kayan.
You're allowed to place it.
Wooden, the ancient lady. Vikora, Kayan, Pamayim, Rachakasil. So, Kayan number one got the first Elias and called Yisrael. Now you want to call Kayan number two? No problem. Now we move to the last of the Likra Kayan.
Inside the
Mavi. Okay, Likra Shom Levi. Or you can call a Levi for a V. You can call a Leah, so you're to anyone in the later Elias. Kolshkin la'achar olam after.
Before, it's not like that.
But Tom, so this opinion holds, it's not too wide. Like the Mechash Khan, the Fagomash of Rishon Bezeb. Not worried about any way undermining the first one. If there'd been a problem, people would have not going to just wake up 3 days later, oh, you know, hey, the guy's possible. I mean, people would have said, well, why is he getting quiet? We'll go and tell the Gabbai. So we wouldn't wait till later on, after multiple years later, to correct the problem. We correct it immediately. Terrace is mostly there's no problem. Good. But that's very nice for the first one. The second one is getting chamishi. You say, what? He's a kayin. He's got chamishi. No.
Shiyarmu
al. A kohen or levi shem chololim. The army al bishu kohen became levi to levi. So we will address that by making the announcement, even though he's a kohen or a levi.
Not worried that someone will walk in late and not realize they made that announcement.
So the simple answer is we should. Like we were before.
Right.
Okay.
But the answer which we're going to give over here is that was in the Ikur Tekanos HaChamim of Karen Levi Yisrael. So is that Karen Levi Yisrael? We're not going to undermine the Tekana because there is this chashash of that possibility. But over here, we passed the Tekana. Now it's a question, it's a practical question. We feel that it's sufficient to say we address that by making the announcement.
Those places are not according to this opinion. Fitting for dwelling. You can't dwell there. And therefore, if you place it in the Eruv there,
here's the noigim that a levy can go after a levy with a gap. It's a learner. Oh, we got the ring on the septas with levy after levy in the yikra. Oh, Hakim, she hips it yourself in time. You got my remember, I'll be sure levy. Like a shim for shah shavachana. So it'll be Kai and Levi Yisrael, Levi. Good, no problem. We'll announce, even though he's a Levi. The mouth of Chia Gav, the Ratzal Lemer, she asked her Gav, can't she Kai and Levi, we'll call them as an after, and that saying, even though he's a Kai or a Levi, or he's a Kai or a Levi, that's sufficient. Kai and Levi. So you could do Karen Levi Yisrael, which would be the Han of Karen Levi Yisrael. Gam can also the Shita Zu. The second opinion says that not only can you not do a Kayan later on or Levi later on, you can't redo the process either. The Matanis Loyal Kayan or Levi the Mafter. Shumaminyan Akruyan. So similar is on a Tinus where the third Aliyah, which is one of the three primary Aliyahs, is also the Mafter, then the Kayan can't get that Aliyah. It can't be one of the primary Akruyan. Shem after Hashlishi. Remain Shem Yisrael HaYudel after Makarnach Echerim Oysa. Because nobody knows how to read besides the Kayin, so we'll give the lead to the Yisrael. When it comes to the Mafter, he'll read along with the Makar.
There are places where one gets Mafter doesn't read, so the Mafter reads.
Well, the logic behind when someone else is reading is basically that is this idea of a chair makrin. It's like the person's supposed to read along, and somebody else is reading with him, and that's how it works.
Well, for example, I remember this show. I remember Shul, one in Yerushalayim. They had a Bakar Kabua, who read from the Kaf, read the Matthew from the Kaf.
Right. But that is dealt with in halacha that we said that the same way the Baal Kare is really the real Kare is the Oila, and the Baal Kare is being makrit to the Oila. It's the same will be true by them after. She says, but we do not, according to this opinion, we do not take the Kare or Levi, the minyan Shiva. So come on, hey. Me and Shiva Bahuatin, but Yom Tov L'Chamishi. And Yom Tov, you need six aliyahs, the five aliyahs, I'm sorry. So you can't be one of the five aliyahs. But you haven't told Bakar L'Koyan of the Levi, but Yom Tov L'Koyan.
You call them up, and then realize that we're still in the original seven.
The bottom line here is,
say, okay, Imam Shalachar b'mafter b'achar, Yamtim b'teva yikor achar b'mikar, who yalal achar b'mafter. If he could, we could say, you know what, give him achar. So he'll stay there by the bima. We'll call somebody else up, and he'll get achar or mafter. Vimi yafsher. We can't give him mafter or acharon. Kibbutz shalom lo yeru b'yivorech to Moshe samer amor. Welcome, sir. Uzkak yesh lismar chasor rishon. So we'll be starting on the first shita. That if he's not in the minyan, that once you've done kaddish in Yisrael, you can do whatever you want. Okay, so the Ramah says once we go past the seven kriyim. Even though we're making multiple esophis, we can give multiple kahanim. Well, the bush kasev no. The chayyar mafilu la'achron shiva kriim ain anu noigim likroisin ela la'achron shibahem v'chein la'mafter. We only give the kahanim levi achron or mafter. And that's the way that friend bring it down, like the Lavush. But Tommy said the Lavush. Lavush says, "Look, Hashirin ba'achron lifgam ba'achron." People were not to say there's something wrong. Kiyadu Rab, the Dar Shalom b'machashim achron chashim mikulam fishum asar meparsha. It was a common practice to give somebody chashim achron because he's the Messiah. Well, God is a particular current lacher. The Rabbi is a current lacher of Maftir. So he's saying he's the last one, not the last one. No, but that's something else. Right? Ram of Sikh Minoy, who ran a Maftir, because that's like a whole separate, you know, flow. So therefore, if Achron is a chosher one, you say, oh, he's a pogum. Because he saw that's why they gave him the last aliyah. No. Adarabba. The last aliyah is the most chosher aliyah in people's eyes. What about Mafter? We got a Mafter on Emak Bina and Nimu Kayan. Why is the hobby? Because Kila Sakriya, Kila Kamei. Because that's like a new round. So what about you give Achron the Kayan and you give Mafter Kayan? There's two Kayan and back to back. No, ain't Kayan and Mishum Kayan Achron Kayan. Even Shag Kaddish Mafsik Bene, I come to Shana Lavush. Okay, so that is that's what Lavush says. The mice. We only give to Achron and to Mafter. Now, so the Mishabura, Mikomokam Matzur, Kigoy, Sheish Te Chasanim, Shashvinim, Lholecha Mehem, Yesh Kanam Levim. It's a week of two Chasanim. And they both have Khan Levi and Martina Leahs. So Chalkan is a partial of the time, we divide up like this. He's given the Khan Zion Gavri Leachon. We give one of the Chasanim seven Leahs. Then we continue the second half of the parsha again for the seven kriyim for the second person, starting with a kayim, including a kayim. Okay. We take out three sifrei Torah. So Yechel Miyos Shloisha Kahan. And at some point, we'll end up with three kahanim. I'm getting aliyahs. Echad chasan tara, vechad chasan breishis, vechad mafter. Because the chasan tara is acher. Chasan breishis is not acher, and it's like a sofa, and that's a new sefer, separate sefer. So that's not a hemshach. It's not kain acher kain. And then mafter. Okay. Kima shekol echad kara b'sefer acher. Abrosh Kodesh Teves Chalba Shabbos Sheyesh Shom Gam Ken Shloish Tzorim. So our scenarios where you can have three Sifrei Torah besides Simchus Torah are Shabbos, Rosh Kodesh, Chanukah, and Parshas Shkolim, which is Rosh Kodesh and on Shabbos. Well, obviously it's on Shabbos, right? And the same thing, Parshas Chodesh can be. So there's three times in the year which we take out three Sifrei Torah. One happens every year, so Simchus Torah. And then there's three other times where it's potentially possible where you need to take out three separate Torahs. In those scenarios, you don't have the same argument.
I wish I had a better Why? Handle on it.
We don't give the kohen the last aliyah from the first sefer, which is the parsha.
Yeah. By the way,
it certainly seems from this. Avimosifa with karbo yeshu. We call more than seven in the first sefer. We look at Rosh Chodesh not as a separate kriya. Rosh Chodesh is considered to be the way we do it. The Moshul, we lay six kriyim in the first sefer. Rosh Chodesh is the seventh aliyah, and then Maftar. We look at Rosh Chodesh as part of the kriya. But if you give the kohen last in the first sefer, it's not last. There's still another aliyah afterwards.
So imagine these. Let's say you have two cities. We'll call them Baltimore and Washington. And they're sister cities.
Rock Mashem Ma'achar. In the case where you did a sophis in the second sefer, you're going to be back in the Achar. Being the seventh aliyah, but being the Acharon, so then you can give a kayan over there, and then you give a kayan in the third one also. Same shall Acharon of Karim b'shal Chanukah l'mafter, b'shtarim likus b'kayan liyos Acharon b'gam b'kayan l'mafter. So that would be acceptable, but not in the first sefer. Chaim b'shabbos shal parshas shkolim, b'shabbos achodesh chabur achodesh sheish gam k'shash swarim, ein likus kayan l'hashim akriyah b'sefer rishon rakbe b'shtei swarim achodesh b'shtarim likus kahanim l'Acharon l'mafter. You can do a sofer and give a kayan aliyah in the second sefer and the kayan get mafter. But not all three kosher kzavdim. Shafrei mind some of his kishorim, Hashem beoyed b'shem. People got him in yinuchal kol moed shal Pesach.
The Talmud. Whatever city is that whole city is considered dalad amis by dalad amis. So gigantic city. 10,000 amis across. You had to walk about the entire radius, the whole area of the city, and then walk.
He seems to allow the Revi to be a Kayan, since there's a Cholim Pesach, there's a Kaddish, there's you switch Svarim. He says that's not true. The Maisa, we look at it as part of the Minyan Akriyim, which you don't give a Kayan. Comes from the wrong room. Well, the Rambam says, when welcome at Tchak, we rely on the first opinion. You can have multiple sets. The welcome at Tchak, you can have multiple sets. 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 You can start the cycle again. But that the feeling nisimu chasor rishona. Kolmokam yesh harba chronim. Excuse me, harba rishona bachronim. Some of the ains the hakel the kis kainim levi baum. And again, yasu seder chodesh on a kainim levi yisrael. If you want to give another kain, it has to be kainim levi. Bzein lochet to begom a klash yemer lob shuena kain. She kain achar of levi. So the whole shash to maybe people will say, what's going on? Why is he getting the later aliyah? We can see if a levi gets after him, so must he was a kain. A blood seder ain't like the kain a levi mishum begom. Shash begam would apply to a kain or to levi when they get aliyah, just not in a seder. If he swears to a fill of the akhra, then the mafta ain't only kaim a levi. So according to that, the akhra wouldn't help you. As you say, elam shiv is there, kvar nogu arlam the hakel. Kain sas mar kain. That much you said. Kosh akhaz the bush of time, so dover, so na. Al kaim in a nokh, and he's urban, and the gross of nafka, the seder, and I feel like you're showing her some akhra shiv a kru. Well,
Allah is, those sinners are considered two separate cities. So
here's interesting Shiloh. So it's simple Tara, and we have multiple. Every minute, we get to Leah, and we have multiple Kahan. But we have limited Levi. So we give a Kohen, we give a Levi.
three Aliyahs for Yisrael. Okay, we're starting over again. So Karnas Shabbat, once you pass a minion in Kareem, you can add it, you can give a Karn Aliyah. Even touch the minion of Kareem, we could, but it's better not to. It's at, you ready? Lane five. So okay, we give the Karn the first Aliyah. The Mishnah says, however, you must do Seder, it has to be Allah Seder.
So you
give a Levi, Kain, then a Levi, and then a Yisrael. Okay, you want to do it again? Do it again. Next time we're out. So I have five Kahanim left, and I only have one Levi left. Right? So, do I give my Levi Leah? Next time around, I want to give a Kain Leah. What do I do? I can only do it if I give a Levi afterwards. So, Pasha, Kain, Shabur, you would give one of the Levi who got a Leah. You give him a Leah again.
10 hours.
You wouldn't read Kohen Malkin Levi, because there's Levim here. You wouldn't just read Kohen on yourself, because it's only Mutter if it's Allah Seder. So there's no Aveir Batsim of going and getting a second Aliyah that day. I mean, you see the Moshe, the person's the Mafter. He gets an Aliyah as part of the regular Kriya for, and then he gets Mafter afterwards. So many people do that.
That's it, there's two separate.
That's the latest position of the Gemara.
So because then that's fine. So you have to give a Levi. Now the Levim walk out, If the Levim stick around, that's what you end up with.
That we
can do.
And the
Levim walk out, you would
do
go
ahead and walk out.
So what can we do?
According to the Shibur, you need a Seder. I'm not sure, but that's what I'm assuming.
Well, we can build a structure.
Fine. Sip your dollar. Yesh Mishar Mashim, Korachaz and Kain Levi, Ven Rishon. If the Kain is not there in the shul, he was called up, he's not there. Lo Yikra La'akar B'Shem, we call a different Kain, a different Levi, but we don't announce them. Should become a Shemishim.
Why?
Because people say they're calling up another Kohen, because they realize the first one they called up was something wrong with him. They wouldn't necessarily know because he's not there. Ella, Acher, Yala, but Me'atzmoy.
That's Allah.
Somebody just goes up on his own. Okay, B'chein Noigim. B'chein Noigim, sorry. That's the Minig L'maisa. Fine. She said, "Mishu Koyin, Yochol Likra Koyinaker Luter." You don't say, "Listen, what do you mean? You're reading and you're calling somebody else? So if you're really a Koyin, why are you giving it away?"
Koyin is good. Certainly,
he's allowed to do that.
Temporary.
Lamech Koyin Levi. Be Yisrael im Kuru Venosham. Yochol Likra is Lacher B'Shmoy. So Koyin Levi, which is being replaced because somebody else is not, he's not there. So the second guy goes up without a name. By Yisrael, you can call it up the Yisrael. Yisrael Hashem go. Fill my arms and put the lamb the Torah. The boy Simon Reish Pei and Sivkim. Oh, he found a problem with him, and he's not here to the Kriya. We have to bring it up with somebody else. How would that be? Unless he's not Jewish. I mean, but he's Jewish. He's kosher for Kriya Satara. Benoshom. Satam Shabura, however, if the person's there and davening is better than not being there. Not there, people say, well, they don't realize he's not there, they're calling somebody else. Or here you see the guy and he's davening. People realize why he's not going up.
Let the house function as a
burden.
You know, what is
burden? Okay. So we don't call somebody else because of the Pagamashal Rishon.
So,
people will hear somebody else being called up and say, well, they announce the barrel Ben Yaakov.
We're not yet ready.
Someone else will tell you. No. Five till Akai. You know, okay, so. What shot? Something wrong with the first Kayan.
You don't want anyone to come steal it.
So you just have him walk up. Because I got him, but I'm not really Christmas shame. There's one exception, that his son can replace the father and can announce the son's name. Because the father is possible. His son is possible as well. A father can replace his son. Because the father is kosher and the son is possible. The other way around is mutz.
Okay.
The Isa Shupogam Afanai Pogam Awabi Bizosir Yemra Avi Gnosa Grusha Mikvar Vav Kosher Ben Cholo. The father married a Grusha, the father remained after the divorce of the Grusha, he's fine.
A house.
The child's a Cholo. The child was born from that union is a Cholo.
Ignore the house completely.
Nobody can conclude that they call up Kayan number one for Akhar. So, oh, he's not here, call somebody else. Must be something wrong with him as a Kayan. Kahuna doesn't define his right to get this aliyah. The first aliyah, we say it's only for Kayan. We call him up, he says, there's something wrong, we have to replace him. Why should you replace the fellow? He's not a Kayan. Okay, fine, not a Kayan. So, why did he go up? Must be he's not here.
Google Maps.
Right. Yachol Likroy. So you could. The Sheikh Sefer call a different kind. Sheikh Sefer, who's a kind, could call up a different kind. Ben Chasham, the Bezel, become a Shalatzma. Says, why didn't you call yourself? Must be something wrong with you. No. She called Yadim. She came and she Sheikh Sefer in Sora Lamer Sheikh to call a Khan and Milalois. Well, they should pog him. He says, listen, it's my job is to give out all these to people, not to take all for myself. So the person who's above the is also Kayan, and he can give himself the aliyah. Welcome to Kayan Mitzvah's aliyah, the Torah of Kayan Mitzvah's who Kayan aliyah. Or the person who bought it is a Kayan. So they were fighting, and somebody buys it, it turns into Kayan. So you pay money for this. Give it to somebody else, something wrong with you. Must you not a Kayan? No. It's mutter. Yechol Alas, Letzavis, Likris, the Kayan, and the Levi Acher, maybe it's a Mishim Pagam, Chogadim, Shaderach, Ula, Chabed Acher. That's normal, you give it to somebody else, you don't take it for yourself. Okay. Sif your base.
Brothers and partners,
famous case. Here Shakula Kahana. So, we travel to the island of Jerba. And Jerba, off the coast of Tunisia, there's still a functioning Frum Kehila, functioning Jewish Kehila there. And all the families are there, Kahanim. So, unless they have a guest, the whole shul is Kahanim. Shakula Kahanim. Shem Yeshazel Echad Beneyev. So here's a scenario where the Yisrael will go first. If there's only one Yisrael, he gets the first aliyah. The whole purpose of this is the Kahanim, both people shouldn't fight. Well, over here, all the Kahanim are going to fight amongst themselves. The Yisrael is the only one who's not going to fight. If he gets it, nobody can argue against that. Kol Shein Behem Yisrael, they sipuka. There's not enough Yisrael to get all the aliyahs, or there's no Yisrael at all. Current Kayan, after Kayan. So you call, what's her choice? It'll be Kayan after Kayan. Shein Shom, Mishum Pagam, there's no problem. Shogadim, Shein Shom, Elakahanim. People say, it's not because the second was replaced in the first one. There's no other people. Mudin Leir Shakula Levin.
One, it needs to be 8 by 4 hours. 8 hours by 4 hours. It's not sufficient for it to be 4 hours.
4 hours.
So, okay. This
price
is not correct.
Gam Kain Levi Klal. It Levi would be the same as yourself in the situation. He would get the first aliyah. There's no Levi, so you can't go Kain Levi. It's Kain.
So anyway, you're from Ish. So you know what? Give me yourself first. There's a Kohen and a Levi.
Doesn't have a din.
Then you could consider our Mishnah Kohen Levi. So even though we said that the Yisrael goes first, in the case of there's a Levi as well, you can even count the comes out Kohen Levi Yisrael. We don't say, well, it's much more Shalom if you give the Yisrael first. Here's the case of Chazar Masak and Kohen Levi Yisrael. What's the next Aliyah? Kohen.
Okay.
Yisrael Echem Enayim. I mean, Eishram Shnei Yisrael. The Koshkin Yosef. It's only one Yisrael. So he goes first because he's clear. He's only Yisrael. Let's say there's two Yisrael. So which one do you give? So what do you accomplish? There's not enough Yisrael. Okay, Yikra Akayim. Then the Kohen goes first. We got Yikra Akayim Mokim Levi. So that one Kohen gets the first Aliyah. He replaces the Levi in the second Aliyah. Then the two or three Yisraelim get the next Aliyah. And then the rest are Kohanim.
The question is, how do we divide the Chosid?
If there are two Levi and two Yisraelim, so then we can do what we said before. Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael. That's what we do. Kohen Levi Yisrael, Machak, Oy, Kohen Levi Yisrael. The current Shri, Koshin Yes, Aliyah, Aliyah's Hanush Sophis. So there's two Yisrael and two Levium. So you can do Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael, and then Shri and any other of these that you add will all be Kohen.
So how should that be divided? So one entity,
there's only one. Yisrael, he goes first in the darkest shalom. So Yomer Kolecha, Lama Tzakar Rishon Yisrael Mimani. Why are you better than me? Wooden Shiyesh Rak Levi Echa Beir Shikulakan. There's only one Levi, and that's all there is. It's a Levi Kar Rishon in high time. Imain Shom Elakahanim Ulevim. Yomer Kolecha Kaim Hefzik Levi Mintai. So then we can get the mile of being mafsik. So Kohen Levi, Kohen Levi, Kohen Levi.
Person,
so Rahuna argues that Kohen Acher Besekneses Bishabbos. What do the Karlur the Kohen? So you near Kavel Befehesir. The Cholayala, the Obel Osir Medivritar. Tomer, during if a Kohen is in Shiva, he's not allowed in Torah. So it means he can't be getting Aliyah, which is it says that he's saying the words of Torah. So he's learning Torah. He's not allowed to learn Torah. Okay. The other end, if it's all the Kohen and you're not giving Aliyah, so what's going on? Because he's an Obel Kavelus Befehesir. So therefore we give him, if he's only Kayan, we will give him the Aliyah.
And then you measure the doorway itself.
So if there are
out from the doorway, that is considered a surface area of the doorway.
It says,
or that belongs to the
brother. The Bechol Loyal, the Bechol, but in the weekdays, we not give him an Aliyah because he can't learn.
And then everything else is by Aliyah.
So we would replace him with somebody else. Come on, Ben Bechol, Ben Meshavas. You're associated with Tchila Besiknesses, or you currently serve a Levi Mokum Kain. The best thing is him to step out, not to get involved in the Shiloh.
The door has
now.
The more doors, the more
pots are cracked.
It's not over the
door again.
So now,
Mishabura throws in the available for Hestia.
One of these small houses is
house during the Shiva.
Does that house also deserve
right?
So corresponding to its door.
It's not really clear to get involved in the whole sugya, but Allah has to change his seat based on the basic classes. So he changes his seat. It's better for Hesu on Shabbos. So why do we allow it the whole year? So the Gemara says that Vela Hesu doesn't apply to the halachas which are apply all 12 months. Vela Hesu is only a problem in the halachas which apply to Shiva and Shloshah, not that which applies the whole year. But over here, this I'm not giving an aliyah. That's limited only to Shiva. That would be able to prefer, Okay. Sifyud Gimel. Im Kodin Kara Batara Batsibur, Simon Reish Pei Beis. See later on, we'll discuss if a child can get can be the Kara. Imein Koyan Ella Suma Oshena Baki, Simon Kuflamates. And later on, we'll discuss over here, Kuflamates, we'll discuss. However, the person was a sumer, he can't, he's not able to read even with somebody else forelending for him, you know, feeding him the words. Good dialogue. The people which are imprisoned. We don't bring a Sefer Torah to them because not that the person doesn't deserve it, but that the place you're bringing it is a place which is not respectful for the Sefer Torah. You picture your medieval dungeon. Right. It was not clean, it was smelly, it was humid, it was horrible, it was horrendous. Now let's say you have a clean place to bring it. Would you bring it? The answer is no, because the second issue is we don't bring the Sefer Torah to the person, we bring the person to the Sefer Torah, and if he can't, he's an honest.
That's the final halacha of the house, which is 4 hours.
Now, but how does Afka Bashas Kriya Levad? If you're just going to take a cemetery out of the Oren, go there, lane, and then bring it back. That you don't do. So you pull it, you're taking it out of the Oren for this purpose. But if you arrange a place with the cemetery beforehand, then you transport it there, and you leave it there, so it's there, and then you read from it. But take a Sefer Torah for Adam Chashuv, the Ramah says is mutter.
Regarding the other halacha, dividing a house,
your halacha will say,
right?
A minion of 10 people in the prison would have the same status as Adam Chashuv. Will not be less than that. Chavushim bebeis asurim. Would in lechel a person who's ill? Some say no. The whole idea is they should go to the Sefer Torah. They can't. So we should bring it to them. Okay. So Zohar, which is the rice, the par, which is the Magen Rama says it's the rice, even though most people disagree with him. But those two, right, we say it's proper to bring the Sefer Torah to them, even though we cannot bring it beforehand, and there's no place to place it, etc. You don't bring it there to be able to lane. But Tom Shazilzal who the Sefer Torah you don't bring the Sefer Torah to the people. The covenant is people go to the Sefer Torah.
What was it? Two brothers dividing
and trying to
help.
Vaimbir Lachash Kassav, the Daka Kashain Shamasora. Al Kajesa Sora Chavushim. There's some people who cannot go to Shul to hear the Sefer Torah, then Mutter. It's not worse than Adam Chashim.
It doesn't take anything
from the Chatzar. The
location
of
this
Ramah
was that even also
Ramah
needs
around
20, so
they're not. Right. That's exactly right. This is true. If you look at Shalom Yom Kippur.
Okay, let's see the next Gemara.
They get together early morning, they may make their own early minyan, they slept in the Hevatar with them, and that's wrong.
That's interesting.
So after Mishmaya Kriya, they say Knesses.
Which means that it's possible. That's all. It's possible.
Now, what's the motivation over here? Mishum. Kolechad roitz about to lalus b'tara b'yomim eilim. People want to be zechel an aliyah during Sesame Tshuva. And that's why they make their own minyan to be able to get their own aliyahs. That's what they say. So the Mishnah Berurah, Eidz Masbi, the Zalzul B'Sefer Torah, Mishum Zez, the Tazul B'Sefer Knesses. It's not an Ikra Din, so it's very nice, but you can't move B'Sefer Torah because of that.
It's exactly 20 hours, 20 and a half hours.
Probably Yom HaNarayim, Shemina, Nimchar the Rav Gerber was the Hefzad, the Azazel Tztok. Rosh Hashanah Kippur, the meaning was they would sell the liyas and the mitzvahs that are available, all of the different kibbutim. So if they're not going to be, this group leaves, they're not going to be there, there's less bidding. The Tztok will lose out. And that's not a smart idea on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to do something which causes Tztok to lose out. Like two arguments.
Harry Potter.
Let's say, but they'll sell in their minyan the liyas and the kibbutim as well, and give the money back to the same place.
So
But the answer is, if you could bring it there beforehand and leave it there afterwards, so we've solved the problem. So now how much is beforehand? Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, you have a mime cut. You bring it, you prepare a day or two beforehand. Acharei miskima dehu adina im heichin mokim sefer Torah ba'isuya. Sheimuruch sham yomi yomaim the shepherd amim. You bring it today, but you'll leave it there afterwards. But it has to be sitting in its place, which has been designated and prepared for it, before you start a landing. You can't just bring it for landing and then leave it afterwards. You must bring it earlier, put it into the wherever you're storing it, and then take it out for Kriya Sotar. That takes away the pagam of the Sefer Torah, the zils of the Sefer Torah. We didn't bring it just for laning. We brought it earlier. We didn't bring it just for laning, straight to the bima. So you got it. Why should it come to you? The people said, well, what's pshat? Terrence is the Sefer Torah here for a period of time. She says, why is it mutter? Because it's a covenant of the Sefer Torah to be brought to such people. Chashvulon is not enough. It's better you should prepare a place to be stored beforehand. So he holds it's mukim without a chanas mukim. It's better not to get involved in that.
Okay.